Welcome everyone to our show where we delve deep into the nuances of medical practices. Today we're talking about the critical aspects of patient positioning and immobilization in radiation oncology. And with us to explore this topic is none other than Dr. Luca Boldrini, a renowned expert in the field. Welcome, Dr. Boldrini.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here to discuss these important considerations which are central to the efficacy and safety of radiation therapy treatments.
Let's dive right in. How does patient anatomy and physiology impact immobilization strategies?
Patient-specific anatomy and physiology are paramount when designing immobilization devices. We have to consider individual variations in size, shape, and tissue density, which can significantly influence the dose distribution and, as a result, both the effectiveness of the treatment and potential toxicity.
So what advancements are we currently seeing in customized immobilization devices?
Advancements in technology are allowing us to create tailored devices that adapt to patients' contours. These improvements in the field of radiomics, including three-dimensional printing, enable us to produce devices that not only improve the reproducibility of the treatment positions, but also enhance patient comfort during radiotherapy.
That's quite impressive. Now, how do these techniques vary when we're considering pediatric patients compared to adults?
The considerations for pediatric oncology patients differ significantly. Their bodies are still developing, and we must take into account both their smaller size and increased sensitivity to radiation. Thus, we design immobilization techniques that are less restrictive yet still effective in minimizing movement, with a strong emphasis on non-invasive methods.
I imagine that the psychological aspects are just as important as the physical ones. How do you address the psychosocial considerations and ensure patient comfort during prolonged immobilization?
Indeed, psychosocial factors are crucial. Our team seeks to alleviate anxiety and discomfort through patient-centered care. This involves clear communication, explaining the procedure, and where possible, using devices that are not only precise, but also offer a degree of comfort for the duration spent in the immobilized state.
And how does the integration of imaging technologies help with positioning accuracy?
The use of images as tools is fundamental. Imaging technologies such as CT, MRI, and PET enable us to verify the exact positioning of the patient before and during treatment. This is a cornerstone of image-guided therapy, which ensures that the radiation is delivered as planned.
It seems patient education and communication can really make a difference in effective positioning. Can you elaborate on their role?
Absolutely. Educating patients about the process of immobilization and giving clear instructions on what is required of them during treatment sessions play an essential role. It helps in reducing movement and enabling accuracy. Effective communication not only aids in precision, but also gives patients a sense of control and eases their anxiety, contributing positively to their overall treatment experience.
With long durations of immobilization, how do you assess and prevent pressure ulcers in patients?
Regular assessment of skin integrity is critical, especially over bony prominences. Our team is trained to identify early signs of pressure-induced damage and to use preventive measures such as pressure-relieving cushions and frequent repositioning strategies when necessary.
One last area to address today is the specific challenges associated with immobilizing patients for head, neck, and CNS tumors. What are some of the solutions being applied?
These regions are especially challenging because of their complex anatomy and the need for precision. We utilize specialized masks and headrests fabricated to the patient's exact morphology. Advanced image analysis lab input helps ensure sub-millimeter accuracy that's crucial for these treatments.
Dr. Boldrini, your insights have been incredibly valuable. I'm sure our listeners, many of whom are healthcare professionals, have gained a lot from this session.
It's been my pleasure, Scott. The ultimate goal is always to enhance the quality of our radiation oncology treatments while prioritizing patient safety and experience. I hope this conversation contributes toward that end.
I have no doubt that it will. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Boldrini, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Until next time, stay informed and keep making a difference out there.